Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Disney Dining Show. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by our senior content director, Jackie Gailey.
Hi, guys.
And contributing editor and all-around great guy, Steve Porter.
Hello.
And are you on camera, Rhino? No.
No.
No, good. Didn't have a wide enough lens to fit his head. But Rhino's back on the controls. All right, this week we are going to talk about doing progressive meals. Now, if you're not familiar with a progressive meal, it's where you do an appetizer in one place, main course in another, and a dessert in another. So we're going to do this all around property, but for this show, we're going to talk about doing it at Disney Springs. And we don't know what the other ones have chosen, but we each picked our top three, what we would do if we were going to do a progressive meal at Disney Springs. I'm going to start.
Okay.
With my appetizer, hands down, no questions asked, the Church Lady deviled eggs at Homecoming. They're incredible. They're the best deviled eggs I've ever had. This $10, and it is an absolutely awesome, awesome. It's just the food at Homecoming, honestly, is just amazing to begin with. These deviled eggs, though, I love deviled eggs. It's a thing. It's cute because it comes in this like ceramic egg crate. So it looks like they're delivering half a dozen eggs, like right in the carton, but it's a ceramic egg crate.
Cute.
And it's just so well done. So well done. So for $10, an amazing appetizer. What about you, Jackie? What's your first appetizer on your...
Well, okay, so I love the presentation of things. And so the reason I picked this one as my favorite is because I love the presentation of it. It's the clothesline candied bacon at the Edison.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So cool how it's hanging there. And I just...
It's also really, really, really good.
It's amazing.
I was the outlier when we did that review. I did not like it.
You didn't like it?
Oh, it's... I am very particular on my bacon. I like it very thin and very, very crispy.
Okay.
And if it's fatty, I don't like when the it's
don't
like
ever
chewy,
go to Europe.
Chewy bacon is just not my thing. But
don't ever go to
that's
Europe.
That's just me.
Yeah, that's yeah, yeah. You know, my grandma took me to Budapest, and I remember it. I was a teenager when we went, and yeah, the bacon is.
And how much is the?
The candied bacon is $15, and you know, and really, it's only three pieces of bacon, but it is so good. And it's thick bacon, so it really gives you, I mean, it's a good appetizer. So
it's substantial bacon.
It's really substantial, and you can even share it. I mean, it's something that, it's just a fun thing to have because you don't see it everywhere. And the thought of candied bacon is just, it intrigued us, and that was. And it was a good decision.
That was, again, you know, when we reviewed the Edison, it was appetizers and desserts were fantastic. Entrees fell flat. Mm. But that appetizer was absolutely one of my favorites. So very good choice.
Oh, good.
Steve, what about you?
I'm going to say STK for appetizers, specifically the happy hour. It's from 4 to 6 p.m., and they offer light bites that are from $2 to $8. Oysters are $2, and it goes up to a variety of options. I think there's a burger, little burger slider with fries that's $5. And it's like the quality of STK, which I haven't actually had the fortune of eating a full dinner there, but just from judging by this burger, this little $5 burger, it's absolutely delicious, and it intrigues me to want to go there for a full meal. But the light bite options are really, really great.
I've eaten there three times now, twice for lunch, once for dinner. Lunch was amazing. Dinner kind of disappointed, but dinner was more of a disappointment because there was like a lot of service failures. Mm. And one of my friends couldn't get the steak cooked properly. Mine was very good. But no, I love STK, though, especially. STK for lunch is a really good option. It's never overly crowded. And the food is just phenomenal.
So, I need to correct what I said about the bacon. There's four pieces, not three. Sorry, guys.
Well, even better.
More bacon.
More candy bacon for me.
Yeah.
All right, so for main course, my choice is the Morimoto spare ribs, the half rack at Morimoto Asia. They are absolutely to die for. Now, a runner-up to this was their Peking duck for two, which is $27 a person, I believe. This this is $27 as well for this entree. Six pork ribs, cilantro, hoisin sweet chili glaze. Absolutely amazing, tender, really well prepared. The flavors are good, nice flavor profile of the sweet with some spice and some just, it was delish. So that would be my choice. Steve, what about yours for main course?
So I actually went for a little bit more of an affordable option. I was thinking of Homecoming and Morimoto, and then actually, if I really could choose anything, I would just want the pulled pork sandwich from Polite Pig, which is $12. It's the Southern Pig. You can get all the different sauces and try all the different barbecue sauces that they have there. And I just think the quality of Polite Pig is really, really good, and for that price, you know, you can't go wrong. I mean, that's why I would pick the Southern Pig from Polite Pig.
Okay.
That sounds like a good one, too.
I still haven't been over there yet.
Oh, really?
Still haven't gotten over to Polite Pig.
Wow, yet. Yeah, you need to. It's I so do. Good.
They have their covered patio just opened.
I know, that was such a big deal.
Yeah, right? Well, but with this gorgeous weather, you might even be tempted to eat outside.
And what about you? What's your choice for entree, Jackie?
So I picked Art's Famous Fried Chicken from Homecoming.
Amen.
Good because, pick. You know, if you're going to have fried chicken, that's where you need to have it. So their entree comes with, it's served with their mashed potatoes and cheddar drop biscuits, which are arguably the best cheddar drop biscuits I've ever had.
They're really good.
Like, even better than the ones at Red Lobster, because the Red Lobster ones get a lot of hype. But the ones at Art Smith's are just
And what's the price on
fantastic.
That?
Fantastic. It's $28. So it's definitely not inexpensive, but you will be the happiest camper if you try that. So that's it was so good. I've never had fried chicken that good before.
It's
maybe
really good.
Disneyland.
It's really good. Yeah, I just maybe had Disneyland. Fried chicken at the Plaza.
Yeah.
Plaza Inn, and it was quite good.
It's really good.
But Art Smith's is fantastic as well.
Loved it.
Okay, let's move on to desserts. I lost my place for a second. Let's move on to desserts. Anybody who's watched any show, dining show with me in it, for any length of time, knows exactly where I'm going right now. For dessert, there is only one place to go, only one thing to get. That is Sprinkles and the Captain Crunch Ice Cream. Double scoop, $7.95. It is the best way I can describe it. If you've ever had Captain Crunch, when you get down to the bottom of the bowl and you have that Captain Crunch flavored milk, imagine making an ice cream out of that, and that's what this is. It is so good. Single scoop is $5.95, double scoop is $7.95, a kid's scoop is $4.50. Absolutely do the double scoop, because if you do one scoop of this, you'll be like, damn, I should have gotten another scoop. But that is, and I haven't had it in a while. It's, you know, honestly, none of these things are really on my diet, so I'm going from memory here. Not from recent experience, but I may have to, you know, I do give myself cheat days now, so I may have to take a cheat day and do some Captain Crunch ice cream.
My last experience at Sprinkles did not go so well. I got the Hot Cheetos specialty cupcake that's no longer there, but it was absolutely disgusting.
Well, a Cheeto cupcake?
It was Hot Cheetos. It was extra bad, and the Cheetos were stale, so it was just horrible.
But I was wondering about that cupcake when I read about it.
I mean, I should have known it was a mistake from the get-go, but I just figured if they made it a thing, there's got to be something to this.
Yeah.
And there wasn't. It was just horrible.
Wow. Yeah, it doesn't sound terribly appetizing.
All right, Jackie, what about you for dessert?
Okay, so my favorite dessert ever, ever, ever is at Ghirardelli, and it's called the Ocean Beach Sea Salt Caramel Sundae.
Yeah, wow. That sounds good.
It's so good. So I'm going to read you this description because you guys are going to be drooling here in a second. So it comes with vanilla ice cream, creamy caramel, homemade hot fudge, and sea salt. And then it's topped with whipped cream, caramel, sea salt, and a Ghirardelli square. And it's the sea salt one. Now,
this is my favorite, by the way.
Like, there's no other to me. That's the very best one they have. And here's the thing. So I was standing in line the first time we ever went to Ghirardelli, and I was like, the only thing that could make that sundae better is if it was with coffee ice cream instead of vanilla. And the lady heard me, and she said, we can do coffee ice cream instead of vanilla. And so that's the way to have it.
And how much is that?
It is $11.95. And always ask for a discount, because they offer a DVC discount there, and it's 10%
annual pass as well. Yeah,
10% off, so makes it nice.
All right, Steve, what about you?
I also picked Ghirardelli, but I went with just the good old hot fudge sundae, also for $11.95. I think their hot fudge is so delicious. And I'm just a little bit more basic, I guess, that I went for just the classic hot fudge sundae, but yeah, I think it's so super, super good. I also was thinking when we did this that as much as I do enjoy the sundae, that there aren't as many dessert options as I thought there was. Outside of Ghirardelli, sprinkles, the patisserie and the ganachery.
Crepes.
And the crepes. So there's about five places,
I guess. That's a lot.
I guess it's, yeah, it's more than, I wasn't thinking about the crepes, but the ganachery and the patisserie is, you know, chocolate and cake, so I lumped those two as, I don't know.
Häagen-Dazs.
Oh, yeah, Häagen-Dazs.
Oh, yeah.
Starbucks,
right.
too.
All right, you're proving. Well, the Starbucks.
Yeah, but Häagen-Dazs is so, you know, 1988 called it, wants its ice cream back. all right, so we've got my choices. Church Lady Deviled Eggs at Art Smith's Homecoming, Morimoto Spare Ribs at Morimoto Asia, and the ice cream, the Captain Crunch Ice Cream Waffle Cone Double Scoop at Sprinkles. Total for mine, without tax or any of that good stuff, was $45. Jackie chose the Candied Clothesline Bacon for $15 from at the Edison. Art's Famous Fried Chicken from Homecoming for $28, and the Ghirardelli Sea Salt Caramel Sundae from Ghirardelli's at $12. Her total was $55 for her progressive meal. And for Steve, the Light Bites at STK, the Polite Pig Pulled Pork at $12, and the Ghirardelli Hot Fudge Sundae for $12. So Steve came up the budget conscious one at $32. So
nice.
Some suggestions there. You didn't win.
I came in the lowest. It's like the price is right.
No.
I'll keep doing this.
Okay, you keep doing that. So there you have it. Those are our picks for a progressive meal at Disney Springs. And that will do it for this episode of the Disney Dining Show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you again next week. Have a great week, everybody.